Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the broadcast today, Mary Lau, the president and CEO of the Retail Association of Nevada, plus on the Power Pundit panel, John Sandy IV, Mike Bosma, and Dory Guy. It's all coming up next on all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you in part by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, Pro Group Management, and the Retail Association of Nevada.
How do you shed some light on a better economy? Start with growth inspired by Valley Electric Association. We're a member-owned power company that puts Nevada first, and we're doing big things, like providing prosperity by securing renewable energy projects. For Nevada, that means more jobs and more opportunities, all for a strong statewide economy. In other words, together, we're doing powerful things. Visit us at vea.coop to learn more.
Nearly 200,000 Nevadans work in retail businesses, supporting families and the community. Nevada's retail businesses generated over $2 billion in sales tax revenue in 1 year, including nearly $700 million to help our schools. Shop around and see all that Nevada's retailers offer our state.
We're the Retail Association of Nevada, representing thousands of Nevada businesses.
Businesses that work for Nevada.
Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center. You know, everybody's been talking about the Tesla effect. Here's our reality. Construction is booming. Roads are under construction. And the job creation and our market, it's booming. Our stable tax base is growing. And thank you, Governor Sandoval and all of the legislators for delivering on this promise. Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, building economic prosperity for Nevadans.
As a Nevada business owner, you know how important your workers' comp, accidents, and premiums are to your bottom line. Pro Group provides the leading workers' comp programs in the state. So when we're on your team, your hard-earned dollars stay right here in Nevada. With us, your premiums are an investment in your business. We provide long-term security and stability for your company. Pro Group prides itself on being a Nevada business that does business in Nevada. Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you. Closed captioning of Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Nevada Trucking Association. Trucking moves America forward. This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we are pleased to welcome back to the program Mary Lau, President and CEO of the Retail Association in Nevada, one of our proud sponsors, the Commerce Tax. Let me ask you first of all about that. At what point in the session did you know the fight was over?
Oh, towards the final day, actually. It was like the day before and then the actual day of the vote, because it was the most unusual session I've ever seen. You never got a commitment from anybody. You got jokes became in the past. It was once you shook your hand, that was it. A deal was a deal and you were done. Then it became a deal as a starting place. Now a commitment is a guess. And so we had people that were on the floor that committed to vote against it, that voted for it. You had people that were going to vote for it that voted against it. It was the most unusual floor speeches. I think the most enjoyable part of that evening, watching the business community crumble, was tweeting back and forth with some of the people over the speeches on the floor, because it was a riot. It was pathetically, it's laughing at a execution or something, but not really until the last day. You could see the tsunami coming, but you didn't know if anybody was going to be able to run far enough and climb the trees and get out of the water.
Were there some in the business community that felt betrayed by the governor after his opposition to the teachers tax to then go for something that he says is not the same but a lot of people feel is?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, I think the business community and the voting public, so you've got the people that are locked inside the building that really know the game and know what's going on and everything. And then there's the business people and then there's the voters. But as it's becoming more and more evident, the more and more conversation on the street is discord and upset. And you know it will be. And the problem is that nobody was fighting what the governor wanted to do with the money and the expenses towards education. But we are a consumer-oriented society. We are so far in debt because we go see something, we want to buy it right now. They're not going to see any results of what the governor has put into place in education right now. I mean, you just had, they couldn't do anything about the funding formula. So Clark County is actually getting $15 less per student per year. Parents, teachers, nobody's going to see the benefit of this stuff right now. But small businesses are going to be filling out their forms, registering for the Nevada IRS. You've got a conservative group of people that are going to be constantly blogging and getting press and talking about it. And there's a frustration and there's an anger building. And I noticed the other day the governor put a little release out saying, where do you want to cut? And then playing the game of, oh, draconian as possible. But the dialogue's already starting.
Okay, so how does this shape up going forward for the next session? Because the governor has one more session here.
Well, after the Democrats take control of the Assembly and possibly the Senate again, it's going to change the dynamics. But it's blinded the differences between parties. There is no difference between parties anymore as far as the population is concerned. So now it's going for the individual and stuff, and so it's going to be more difficult for him to continue, unless, because he had to go so far to the left to get where he wanted to go, he continues on that frame and works with the Democrats to do that. You know, we really haven't done anything to fix the tax structure in the state. The testimony that was there was we're going to gradually get rid of the modified business tax and we're going to increase the gross receipts tax on businesses. And then they still have to look at services. That's 60%+ of our economy. So we haven't fixed the problem. We've just satisfied the giant that wanted to get this done, which was gaming. I mean, they've been working on it for about 20, 30 years now, but that isn't going to resolve anything. So it's a temporary fix. Every session's going to be a battle now.
Alfredo Alonso was on the program, and I raised the issue of it being gaming, and he said, no, there were others that were part of that, like mining, for example.
Well, mining jumped in right away and said, we'll pay 2%. And then they started in it, but mining's always sided with gaming. And except for when question three, then everybody was in the pond together. And they were afraid of another question three, so they just decided to sort of change the dynamics of the pond to be able to say this is it. Unfortunately, the dissatisfaction that's starting there, I wouldn't be surprised to see something on the ballot and things. You've got the controller, the treasurer, you've got conservative legislators, you've got central committees that are up in arms. I mean, it's not over till it's over, and Fat Lady didn't even get to warm up, much less sing.
We'll take a break. More with Mary Lau when we come back.
Hi, my name's Marilyn Miner, and I'm sure you'd agree that Nevada's a very special place to live. I was born here, and my husband and I have raised our family here. I feel it's a privilege to live and work in the Truckee Meadows. I especially enjoy helping my clients reach their real estate goals. Sometimes the smallest details provide the greatest satisfaction. I'd be complimented to talk to you about your next move.
Call Marilyn Miner at Dixon Realty, 742-1280, or log on to marilynminer.com.
Through our history, the trucking industry has changed a lot. Today's environmentally compliant trucks are cleaner than ever. And through safety initiatives and technology, we've reduced the number of truck-related fatalities by 73%. This is due to the dedication of the hardworking men and women in the trucking industry, who safely deliver 69% of our nation's freight and 94% of Nevada. We thank you, because trucks move America forward.
Welcome to the Tahoe-Reno Industrial Center. What is Switch? The answer, they represent the most dynamic growth industry in the United States today. Data storage, the information of the world. Here they're building the first of many 1 million square foot facilities. It's in their new campus. It's for eBay. Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, building economic prosperity for Nevada.
The Tamarack Junction is South Reno's hotspot for food, fun, and friends. Play the hottest slots and video games. Join the Conductors Club and earn comps and free play. Meet your friends at Sully Sports Bar and feast on juicy burgers, wings, big beers, and all your favorite cocktails. Download the Tamarack Junction mobile app for exclusive food and gaming offers right from your phone. The Tamarack Junction, where friends meet in South Reno, just north of the Summit Mall in South Virginia.
Closed captioning of Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Nevada Trucking Association. Trucking moves America forward. And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Mary Lau. She's the president and CEO of the Retail Association of Nevada. You started to get into this a little bit earlier. There is now a motion underway to get repeal on the ballot. What do you think the chances are? And, you know, would the Retail Association help fund something like that? Because it would be very expensive.
No, actually, it wouldn't be very expensive. But it's expensive on these kind of things is running the campaign behind that.
That's what I mean, yeah.
But getting it on the ballot, this is probably the cheapest time ever. Because it's 55,000 signatures, as everybody knows, that picks up a newspaper or listens to news. And, you know, you could, it's $4 to $5, maybe $6 at the max, depending on what kind of firm you get for it per signature and stuff.
Okay, so back to my question, though. Would the Retail Association, for example...
At this point in time, no.
Okay.
Yeah. We don't know for sure what's going to happen because they, you know, none of this stuff was personal. It was an ideal that people had. It was a philosophy gaming wanted to have. It's a philosophy that we're opposed to. And everybody keeps forgetting about the citizens of the state, the infrastructure of the state. What are we going to do? I mean, we've still got issues on the schools. We've still got issues on infrastructure. We've still got issues on IT and stuff like that. We didn't solve any problems. We just fought another battle. And I don't know that this is the right battle. I mean, I'm constantly saying the highest and best good for the state. I'm not overly concerned about what gaming wants, and I could care less about what big business wants as far as our citizens of Nevada. And that's why I love what I do, because I get to work on policy. You know, I mean, they think they got big business in this. Well, no. I mean, it doesn't really work that way. You can run up all these costs all you want to, and welcome to a $10 quart of milk. I mean, reality is reality, back to that consumer spending. Until we solve more issues and more problems, all we're going to do is keep running up money, and then sooner or later, there's no cherries on the tree.
The services tax that was discussed, there was supposed to be a study of this. What's actually happening with that now?
I think they're going to form a committee. We were told that they were going to form a committee and not the usual, you know, study and do a report and put it in the drawer kind of thing, but trying to get recommendations, trying to see the way to go. And that's part of why you have to send in what you do, even if you don't qualify to pay the commerce tax, because they couldn't quantify for their budget. Which ended up being a joke, because when Jeremy testified on the commerce tax, he said, my numbers are, within 75% accurate. We got a 25%. We don't know what the hell's going to go on. So they couldn't pass services because they didn't know what was going to go on. And supposedly, this is going to contribute to the data. So we're going to be getting the data on what people are making in this state, and then there's going to be a group of people studying how we're going to take that from them.
Okay, as you look at the amount of money that will come in from the commerce tax and the amount of money that will come in from the live entertainment tax, now known as the luxury tax, do you see the state overshooting what it needs? And we're going to end up with a situation that Governor Gwynn found where he had to refund money to the taxpayers?
He didn't have to refund money to the taxpayers. Let's get beyond that one. That was politics. But yeah, we may overproduce and things, but I think you contingency funds, you can put it into, there's other areas that are still needed to be built up. And I mean, we'll see. That's why interim finance meets.
All right. So I interviewed political scientist David DeMore on the program that aired earlier in the week. And he said on the program that he felt the South was taken care of in this session. He's had a lot of complaints over the last few years that the South was being cheated by the North. And he said what he'd like to see for Southern Nevada next session was funding from the state for a more conveniently located arena, paid in part by the luxury tax, and funding for a transportation link from the airport to the Strip. Your thoughts?
Well, good luck. I mean, you cannot build a destination resort, which we have. I mean, we are a destination community, and that's it. And then just say hitchhike to get there. I mean, it has been a problem, and Northern Nevada is growing into different mechanism. We're growing in technology. We're growing in different kind. We're growing as a community. Las Vegas is growing as an entertainment facility with some pretty nice pool parties and, you know, $500 bottles of scotch or whatever you want to look at. And that's cheap, by the way, in Vegas. But, right. You know, but yeah, some of those things are going to have to happen if you continue to grow. But at a certain point in time, other things take more precedent to that. Private investments on the arenas and stuff like that. I mean, that was part of the end game for the tax, too, was they wanted to get an arena approved. Well, joke's over. You didn't get that to happen. Thank you for testifying or working the issue on our behalf, but it's not going to happen now. Now they've set up a committee on tourism, and there's that little line in there that says, oh, and including funding mechanisms. So what does that mean? Does that mean new bonding? Does that mean what? I mean, LVCVA worked all session long to, you know, they've already bought the, was it Riviera and blew it up.
Right.
And then, so they worked all session long with the plans to blow it up and expand to the business district. Then that didn't happen as part of the end game on the taxes. So they're going to have to review that again and come in. So some of those things are legitimate. Some of them are good, you know, good luck and good wishes. But they're also going to have to happen. I mean, you've got this little two, you know, four-lane, six-lane, whatever it is, road down between these very big buildings that cost a lot of money, and you have to be able to get there from here.
Last question. With the luxury tax, do you think the Burning Man or Electric Daisy Carnival will leave Nevada because of it?
Oh, heavens no. They may leave Nevada because of the damn BLM, wanting portable showers and Choco Tacos or whatever that was.
What did you make of that? Just briefly.
Bureaucracy at its best. You know, these guys, BLM, you think they're out there on horses riding the range. Obviously, they're coming in Cadillacs and asking for a Sherpa. What? I don't know. No, they're not going to leave the state of Nevada because you're not going to duplicate the Black Rock Desert anywhere. Now, there's a little, you know, underground movement that says buy your stuff in California and haul it all over here. Don't shop in Reno anymore. That's just a, you know, irritating contest and going back and forth to see who wins that one. But this kind of abuse of a system and abuse of Burning Man, I mean, you have got to be kidding me. Reed's comments were great. There's showers in Gerlach.
And that's where we got to leave it. Mary Lau, thank you.
Thank you, sir.
We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this time out.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you in part by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, Pro Group Management, and the Retail Association of Nevada.
Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center. You ask, are we busy? Here's United Construction, 700,000 square feet of distribution. This is SJS Development. They're grading for their new facility. This is eBay's new data center under construction. TRI offers 30,000 acres of industrial property. It's ready to build, and there's room for you. Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center. We're building economic prosperity for Nevadans.
When you're seriously injured, it's all about the money.
Money you need after an accident. Money the insurance company doesn't want to give you.
Laub & Laub has the know-how and attitude to fight for the money you deserve.
Call Laub & Laub.
This score update brought to you by ProSpinal.
Back pain has taken a significant lead over you.
That's right. Your back brought on serious pain in the first three quarters. It's shown a resistance to epidurals, physical therapy, even pain meds.
The pain has been so strong, it's completely shutting down your game.
Looks like the only play you have left is ProSpinal. How much time is left on your clock? Ready for a comeback? ProSpinal believes you can make one and will help get you back in the game.
At Dollar Loan Center, we know that money doesn't grow on trees, and we don't need a kangaroo or a scientist to tell you how great we are. We have trained loan specialists that do that for us. Give us a call today and see how much you can save with us because we charge less than everyone else. We guarantee it. For more information about our signature loans or auto title loans, visit us online at don'tbebroke.com. Dollar Loan Center. Lending simplified.
My name is Herb Santos, Jr. I've represented folks in Nevada for over 24 years. When you hire my law firm, I'm the attorney that will handle your case from the beginning to the end. I wouldn't want it any other way, and neither should you. Call me now for a free personal consultation.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we have a great Power Pundit panel as always. John Sandy, the fourth, is here, a lobbyist with Argentum Partners. Mike Bosma is a CPA and host of the Bosma on Business radio show on Newstalk 780 KOH. And Dory Guy, very welcome back with Emerge Nevada. You wanted to have a quick
I just wanted to say that Emerge is a national organization, and we have a huge contingent here in Nevada, Emerge Nevada, and we train Democratic women to run for office. That's it, and we have a new class coming up, so.
Well, we'll see how you do.
Yes, and thank you very much for allowing me that.
Sure. Mike, Mary was talking about the commerce tax and a new IRS for Nevada and the paperwork that every business is going to be having to fill out. What are your clients talking to you about this?
Well, right now, as we're doing this analysis for our clients, the first sigh of relief comes when people realize it's not hitting them until $4 million of sales, at least this biennium. Excuse me. And that really makes that kind of a moot issue for large part. The larger equation, as we're doing these calculations, our business clients are shocked at the increase in modified business tax. 26% increase, it really didn't get any press or any discussion. That's, in a lot of ways, you know, whipsawing them because they also lowering the threshold for having to pay it. So the relief on the commerce tax, but then, you know,
the other thing that for a lot of small businesses will be a shocker who are corporations is the $500 corporation tax.
Yeah, right. The increase in the business license fee went from $200 to $500 for corporations. Remain the same for LLCs, which is nice for the pass-through entities, but a number of people, and as an attorney, I've formed a number of corporations for people that really had an option if they wanted to do a pass-through LLC, or you know, if they preferred the more formal structure of a corporation, and a lot of them do like that that structure. And so I would imagine those people now are going to be looking at this and wondering what's the cost to reincorporate as an LLC.
And what about reincorporating in another state?
You might see that. I think our filing fees, for the most part, are still pretty competitive with California and other states that are nearby. There are Wyomings of the world where you might see a lot of the registered agent business go. And I know the Registered Agent Association was very active and vocal during the session on any raise in the gross receipts or modified business tax or the filing fees. And so you might see that for kind of passive entities, but for the small businesses that are local here, I don't see them going anywhere.
You also heard Mary talking about what will likely happen in the next session when Democrats come out in force instead of laying back at home on Election Day. How will the governor be able to work with them to further his agenda?
Well, I really think that the Democrats have worked pretty well with the governor. I think the governor's done an exceptional job, all things considered. And in the next session, we'll see. It's going to be very interesting.
Danny Tarkanian comes out yesterday, and he's going to run in CD3 against Michael Roberson. Interesting race there.
Fascinating race, and we'll see if Tarkanian Light or Tarkanian Jr. actually can win a race. I think that is going to be, if he can put together a campaign and actually win. Really, I think his best bet is if he really wants to take that seat, he needs to hire R&R Partners. They can't lose right now.
Not go down that
road.
But the big question for Danny is going to be, can he raise the money?
Absolutely. I mean, that's the number one question. I see this is going to be a fascinating race, as many are going to be, but it seems right now to look like a typical Tarkanian race. You know, he's got the name recognition. The early polls are going to show him probably quite a ways ahead. And I think as the course of the election goes, I think Roberson is going to raise a tremendous amount of money. I think he's going to be very formidable and ultimately probably be able to steal that race, at least in the general, especially if you get some more people to the right that are entering. There's a number of people sniffing around that race. The more the merrier, I think, for Michael Roberson.
Do you think the business community is going to take revenge and fund Danny?
Well, that's difficult to say. I don't think you know, revenge is probably a little bit of a strong word in politics. You never have any permanent friends.
Well, there's some blogs that that's true.
You never have permanent friends. You never have permanent enemies. And I think that Roberson did a good job, or Senator Roberson did a good job this session of appeasing a number of people that he probably made unhappy with other votes of his. So I think he's going to raise a lot of money. There will be people, absolutely. I mean, it's politics. There's going to be people that raise money from other people. But I think by and large, the business community will probably support Senator Roberson.
And last question here. Lucy Flores, Ruben Kiwan, now John Asagera, Ms. Lee, Susie Lee is also in this race. What's going on in that race with Democrats seeming to chew each other up in a race that could be theirs?
It's going to be interesting. I'm not sure what's going to happen, but Lucy is very formidable, and I think she's going to run a good race.
And Lucy, Ruben?
You know, I don't necessarily even have an opinion on that part of it. I just don't know that that's a really a key race necessarily. I think, you know, things are going to happen as far as policy. I think there's going to be a lot of blowback on the commerce tax, and I think you're going to see people running for office that are really saying, I'm just going to replace the person that voted for it.
And I think we're going to see a lot more people out for this election than
previous. I would think.
And I might add, Washoe County got their people out. It was Clark County that
that's not
the
what
problem.
Chris Wicker says. We'll be right back to Nevada Newsmakers.
He likes to be comfortable.
And she likes things to look nice.
Can't we have both?
We can help you out and give you added savings.
How?
It's coupon time again at RC Willie.
Enjoy over $5,000 in coupon savings. Save up to $200 on stylish sofas and sectionals, including leather and reclining sofas, love seats, and sectionals. Save up to $500 on dining and bedroom sets. Find coupons in-store and at rcwilly.com. RC Willie, your home, your way.
Why settle for the frustrations of satellite? 1 out of 4 satellite customers claim they have reception outages and bad weather, and 80% of satellite customers don't have real video on demand.
Plus, there's this on your house.
With Spectrum, everyone has access to tons of free on-demand options instantly, and your favorite HD channels are already included. And our DVR service lets you pause, play, and rewind live TV in up to 4 rooms.
Can't do that with satellite.
With the Spectrum TV app, watch live TV anywhere in your home on your mobile devices and download movies and shows to watch offline anywhere. Call 844-882-2999 now. Spectrum Internet is 20 times faster than DSL, so everyone in your home can be online at the same time. Get Spectrum Internet and get unlimited calling and great features with Spectrum Voice. Get TV, Internet, and voice from $29.99 a month each with no contracts and a money-back guarantee. Call 844-882-2999 today.
Buy smart at iMart Express.
I love being able to buy and wear my glasses the same day. Why would anybody wait 2 weeks?
2 pairs start at $38.71 and 2 pairs with progressive lenses just $76.92.
I got 2 pair with progressive lenses and they were ready before I could finish my lunch.
They have lots of choices at great prices. And oh, my glasses are ready.
Buy smart at iMart Express.
On our next broadcast, we know that gaming in the South was happy with the legislature. What about gaming in the North? We'll have Steve Wilson at home. He's the president and CEO of the Grand Sierra Resort on our next broadcast. We'll see you then.